Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times bestselling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello and welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield and it's wonderful to have you with us today on this Tuesday, right before Thanksgiving. I don't know about you, but I love this day. It's the day that I start getting really lazy and food and football oriented to celebrate Thanksgiving, and I'm not ashamed to confess that right out there on the airwaves. I am glad that you're with us. Derek is teaching an amazing series on what is a patriot, and I like the way that he's reworking that understanding so it's not just flag waving, although that certainly has its place, but it is in fact talking about the fact that we're connected to people, we're part of a whole, we're part of a community, and we need to be fulfilling our destiny in that community. Today, he's going to be talking about, believe it or not, the Constitution of the United States and how it's based upon a covenant. I love this idea. Remember my background, my doctorate's in American history and government and politics and all that stuff, but more than that, I love the way that Derek makes an application to our spiritual lives from elements of American history. You know, the very word federal, from which we get our word, our phrase federal government, is from the Latin word fedora, which means covenant. So Derek's going to teach us today about being part of a covenant-keeping people from the idea of covenant in American history. It's a powerful teaching, one that we very much need to apply to our lives. And so let's listen now, and be sure, by the way, to have something to write with, because this is such so rich that we just can't remember it all. And let's let Derek teach us now about what it really means to be a patriot.
Seeing ourselves as contributors, people with something to contribute, not approaching life and approaching other people with the attitude, what will this do for me? What can I get out of this? And again, what I'm talking about is something of a revolution. It really is going against the whole stream of contemporary philosophy, which I believe to be basically a false philosophy. This attitude of seeing ourselves as contributors represents a point of view which is emphasized in many parts of the New Testament. And I want to suggest to you today that the New Testament is a very practical book. It's not just a book of wishful thinking or dreamy ideals, but the principles and the practical approach to life which the New Testament teaches works. In fact, ultimately, it's the only one that works. And any other philosophy or approach to life will ultimately lead to breakdown and frustration. I want to read to you the words of the Apostle Paul, as recorded in Acts chapter 20, verses 34 and 35. He's speaking to the elders of the church at Ephesus, a city in which he had lived and worked very closely with them for something like 2 years or more. In other words, he was talking to men who'd seen him at close quarters. He couldn't try to impress them or bluff them. He could only speak to them the truth. And he says, "You yourselves know that these hands of mine have supplied my own needs and the needs of my companions. In everything I did, I showed you that by this kind of hard work we must help the weak, remembering the words the Lord Jesus himself said, 'It is more blessed to give than to receive.'" Let me repeat that last statement, which is from the lips of Jesus. It is more blessed to give than to receive. That's not some dreamy, starry-eyed philosophy. That's real truth. If you really want to be blessed, don't be always receiving. Cultivate an attitude of giving. If it means hard work, that's not a popular phrase in most places. But Paul said, "I showed you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak." Again, the attitude of contemporary society is, let's get the weak out of the way. Let's eliminate them. Let's do something so that we're not bothered with these weak people. That's a false philosophy. It does not lead to real happiness. And then a simple statement made by the Apostle Peter in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. "Make every effort to add to your faith excellence." Excellence is a word which Christians don't use enough. What Peter is saying is, when you become a believer, then become excellent in whatever walk of life you find yourself. If you're a teacher, when you become a believing teacher, become an excellent teacher. If you're a janitor, become an excellent janitor. If you're a doctor, become an excellent doctor. If you could do the job without the Lord, you should be able to do the job twice as well when you know the Lord, when you have access to His resources, when you can pray, seek His strength and His wisdom. So don't make your Christianity an excuse for shoddiness or laziness, but cultivate excellence. Take pride in your product. That's one of the great problems with American industry today. There are very few workers who really take any pride any longer in producing something excellent. And then we look for all sorts of economic reasons to explain something which is really basically a character fault. In connection with this attitude, I want to speak about one other way in which we need to adjust our thinking and not be like the majority of the people who are not serving the Lord. And that is being willing to serve, not just serve God, but serve our fellow men. This is taught many places in the New Testament, particularly in the teaching of Jesus himself. I just want to read from Matthew chapter 20, verses 25 through 28. Jesus called them together, that's his disciples, and he said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." You see, Jesus set a pattern. He said, "I came down from heaven. I became man. My aim was not to get something, but to give something. I didn't come to be a ruler. I came to be a servant." And he said, "I'm asking you, my disciples, to follow me in that example." See, today the word serve is unpopular. People look down on the concept of serving. The attitude is, "I'm as good as the next man. Why should I serve anybody?" It's my personal conviction that no culture can ever achieve a high level of excellence in anything unless there are some people in that culture who see it as their function to serve others. So let me recommend that to you. Approach your fellow men, live in the midst of your nation with the attitude, "I want to be a contributor. And if it needs be, I'll serve. I'll take the second place in order that the community as a whole may benefit."
You know, I'm more than willing to be encouraged to be relatable and be more accessible to people, but I've never before had that connected in my understanding to what it means to be an American citizen, to be in a land and to be part of a covenant. This is powerful teaching, and there's so much more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Each day's news brings us a stream of growing threats to our nation's future. Threats of terrorism on an unprecedented scale, a rising tide of hostility to traditional biblical values, anti-Semitism spreading like a cancer, moral decay and family disintegration. You may wonder, is there hope for America? The answer is a resounding yes. Yes. In his inspiring DVD, God's Heart for America, Derek Prince uses prophetic insight and his unique vantage point as an immigrant to offer spirit-led words of both encouragement and warning. In the process, he reveals the vital role you play in the destiny of a great nation. To order your copy of Derek's DVD, God's Heart for America, for only $9.95, call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Watch this insightful DVD to be encouraged and forewarned, because the future of America lies squarely in your hands. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. or purchase your copy securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, and if you're just joining us, we are listening to a wonderful series called What is a Patriot? Derek's teaching us about a reworked, reformatted understanding of what it means to be a patriot that we so much need to contemplate right here before Thanksgiving. And I'm especially moved today as he's talking about being relatable and connected to other people and how that relates to our nation, to our communities, and especially to this Thanksgiving season. Powerful stuff. Let's listen as Derek Prince talks about what it means to be a patriot.
You see, as Christians, we ought to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. And if we aren't part of the solution, if we are part of the problem, then there's something wrong with our Christianity. I heard someone define maturity this way: solving more problems than you create. That's rather a good thought, isn't it? Do you go through life creating more problems than you solve, or solving more problems than you create? If you're in the first category, then you're immature, and your Christianity is by no means what it ought to be. As a Christian, you should be part of the solution, not part of the problem. I'm going to read some very beautiful words from the book of Job, chapter 22, verses 26 through 30. Surely then you will find delight in the Almighty and will lift up your face to God. I want you to see that all that is in this passage proceeds out of our attitude toward God. When we find delight in the Almighty, that has a bearing on everything else in our lives. You will pray to him, and he will hear you, and you will fulfill your vows. See, a Christian ought to be a person who gets his prayers answered. And the people round about you ought to know that you get your prayers answered. Many, many times I've had people who are not Christians come to me and ask me to pray for something, and they've said in so many words, "I know God answers your prayers." Well, that's being part of the solution, not part of the problem. The next verse: what you decide on will be done, and light will shine on your ways. Elsewhere in the Bible, in Deuteronomy chapter 28, it's expressed this way: being the head and not the tail. The head is the decision-making part of the body. The tail just gets dragged around wherever the head decides to go. Which are you? Are you living like the head, or are you living like the tail? Do you make decisions and see them carried out, or do you just get dragged around by the pressure of circumstances? And then we come to two beautiful verses that arise out of those which I've read. When men are brought low, and you say, "Lift them up," then he, that is the Lord, will save the downcast. He will deliver even one who is not innocent, who will be delivered through the cleanness of your hands. That's really tremendous thought, isn't it? When you're in the midst of people who are tired and discouraged and defeated, you say, "Lift them up," and God saves the downcast. That's a beautiful thought. Again, it's being part of the solution, not part of the problem. See, discouragement is very infectious. It's very easy to walk into a group of discouraged people and start to feel discouraged like them. But a true Christian doesn't do that. He walks into this group of discouraged people and he says, "Lift them up," and God changes the other people. Then this marvelous statement: he, the Lord, will deliver even one who is not innocent, who will be delivered through the cleanness of your hands. You see, you don't have just enough for yourself. You have enough for yourself and somebody else. Your presence makes the difference to somebody else's life in a very positive way. I have to say that I proved this as a new Christian, newly saved in the British Army in North Africa in World War II. I was a member of a small medical unit that was attached to an armored division. And the result is we got into the tail end of battles, and we ended up in all sorts of places for which a medical unit really wasn't designed. I remember one time we were cut off behind the enemy's lines in the desert, And for quite a while, we didn't know whether the enemy was behind us or in front of us. And I remember in that situation, a fellow soldier, who was by no means a Christian, came to me, looked me right in the eyes, and said, "Corporal Prince, I'm glad you're with us." What he meant was, "I know that God's going to be looking after you. And because we're with you, we'll get some of the benefit of that." See, that's what God is saying here. He will deliver even one who is not innocent. He'll be delivered through the cleanness of your hands. It's very important you cultivate a positive attitude. You can be amongst a group of negative people, and you can inject something positive that will change those people. Let me say this. For a Christian, negativism and pessimism are sins. We cannot indulge in them and maintain our Christian testimony. I want to continue for a little while with this thought of communicating a positive attitude. I want to express it in this phrase: be an encourager, not a discourager. The world is full of discouragers. It doesn't need any more. It needs encouragers. You know, the title of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, which we're familiar with as Christians, that word really means to encourage. One thing I've learned by experience is the Holy Spirit never discourages a child of God. If any influence comes in your life that discourages you, be sure it's not the influence of the Holy Spirit. And if you have the Holy Spirit in you, operating through you, you will be like the Holy Spirit. You'll be an encourager, not a discourager. Here's a beautiful verse in Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. It's a prophetic picture of the Lord Jesus as he was to be when he came to earth. And this is what it says: "The sovereign Lord has given me an instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary. He wakens me morning by morning, wakens my ear to listen like one being taught." That's a beautiful picture, isn't it? The Lord Jesus had perfect, unbroken fellowship with his Father. Every morning, the first voice he listened to was the Father's voice. And he says, "The Father wakens me morning by morning, and I listen like one being taught." That Lord Jesus was the perfect disciple, as well as being the perfect master. He was the perfect disciple of the Father. And as he listened to the Lord each morning, the Lord gave him an instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary. That's a precious thought, if you can grasp it. You can hear from God each morning by the Holy Spirit, and you can receive from God a word that will sustain the weary. And later, when you go out into the business world or wherever it may be, you're in your office or your factory, and you're surrounded by people who are weary, discouraged, confused, you don't come under that pressure. You're living above it. And you have something from God to minister to those people. In other words, you're an encourager.
You know, I've never before thought about the fact that the kind of person God wants me to be makes me the kind of person people relate to and people want me to be. I've always seen those in attention. I've always seen them as separate. I've always thought that I had to be one way with people, but that God would want me to be another way. How fascinating that if I'm God's man, I'm going to be relatable to people and influential among them. This is a powerful teaching, and there's so much more to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Each day's news brings us a stream of growing threats to our nation's future. Threats of terrorism on an unprecedented scale, a rising tide of hostility to traditional biblical values, anti-Semitism spreading like a cancer, moral decay and family disintegration. You may wonder, is there hope for America? The answer is a resounding yes. Yes. In his inspiring DVD, God's Heart for America, Derek Prince uses prophetic insight and his unique vantage point as an immigrant to offer spirit-led words of both encouragement and warning. In the process, he reveals the vital role you play in the destiny of a great nation. To order your copy of Derek's DVD, God's Heart for America, for only $9.95, call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Watch this insightful DVD to be encouraged and forewarned, because the future of America lies squarely in your hands. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or purchase your copy securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. And if you've been listening to our show today, you know that Derek has been teaching us about what it means to be a patriot. You know, I heard something today that I have never heard before, and I've studied biblical languages. It was this: the Hebrew definition for the United States means lands of the covenant. I understand that they have that in Hebrew, there's the opportunity to say the United States, but instead the reference among those who speak Hebrew to the United States means lands of the covenant. You know, that would have thrilled our founding fathers. I don't know if you have had a chance to study this, but of course, as Derek was teaching us even last week, when the pilgrims came to the New World, they formed a covenant in which they said, "We sailed for the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian faith." And just 10 years later, John Winthrop was sailing across the ocean with five ships full of Puritans, and he tied them up together, and he preached the famous sermon called A Model of Christian Charity, in which he said, "We will be, if we keep covenant with God, we will be a city upon a hill." Ronald Reagan used to quote that with tears in his eyes, because he knew that was the founding vision of America. That was sort of the galvanizing vision of the founding fathers of America, that we would be a city upon a hill. I'm very moved that Derek is bringing these truths up from American history and then applying them to our lives, because we so desperately need to understand these in biblical context. You know, here's a great quote that's from this teaching that we just heard. Derek asks, "What kind of person is relatable? What do we have to be like in order to be either the kind of people that will make this covenant, which is the Constitution, really function effectively?" You know, what I come to understand here that Derek is teaching is what I have studied as a student of American Christianity and the colonial America. Our founding fathers believed that only Christian character really would build the kind of society they envisioned. And what Derek is doing in his teaching is merging an understanding of our country and its constitution and its heritage together with the kind of character that not only makes us great citizens or patriots, as Derek calls them, but also makes us a people who are relatable to others. And so what we need to understand here that Derek is teaching us is that there's a combination, there's a merging of the patriotism to which we are called as Americans and the Christian character to which we are called as believers who are committed to impacting and touching the lives of others. Now, there are a few things I want you to know about. I've mentioned all the time on this show the website, derekprince.org. The reason I mention is that it is like Derek Prince Central, in a sense. It's where you can get the teachings, it's where you can understand about Derek Prince Ministries, and it's where you can learn more about Derek Prince himself. There's also something I want you to get on that website, and that is a free subscription to Proclamation Magazine. This ministry loves to sow into the lives of people, and so there's a magazine that's available to you free of charge. You just have to register or sign up for it on the website. We'll also have a couple of phone numbers for you in just a moment where you can call to get your subscription to Proclamation Magazine, and you'll receive it. It will tell you about the ministry. It'll have teaching that just dramatically impacts your life, and it'll give you some things to be connected to and be praying about. Listen, I'm thrilled that you've joined us. It's such a privilege to be part of airing these truths in this Thanksgiving week. And so let me just say now, for everyone at Derek Prince Ministry in this Thanksgiving week, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow on the day before Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving Eve, as the legacy continues.
Take a moment right now to order your own copy of Derek's DVD, God's Heart for America, for only $9.95 when you call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Thank you for your faithful financial support. It's because of friends like you that Derek Prince Legacy Radio is on the air. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or, in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And, of course, you can give your support securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.